The holiday of Sukkot has two different types of commandments attached to it. On the one hand, during this holiday, we leave our homes and we go into a hut, or a sukkah. On the other hand, during this holiday, we take certain species, four species, the lulav, the etrog, the hadas, and the arava, and we use it when we pray. The holiday could be seen as a dialectic, which means that there's two different parts to it, which at first glance seem to even contradict one another. To understand this, we need to understand how this holiday fits within the general theme of the month of Tishrei. We started Tishrei with Rosh Hashanah. We continued the 10 days of Tshuva going into Yom Kippur. During this time, we prayed. We prayed for our life. We prayed for our loved ones. But we prayed for existence. It was the simple kind of thing, who will live and who will die. Now, once we got past Yom Kippur, we do something interesting. We're commanded to leave our homes and to go into a temporary abode, the sukkah. This temporary abode is described in certain books as being underneath the Shekhinah, underneath God's presence. Just like when the Jews left Egypt, it was God's protection which was really on top of them. It wasn't the flimsy huts which protected them. It was, in fact, God. To understand this, we need to think a little bit deeper. We're told in the Mishnah that during this holiday of Sukkot, and the reason it seems to be that we take the four species, is that now we're judged for water. What does water mean? Water, and this was, I think, better understood in antiquity, but perhaps modern man should appreciate this as well. Water meant quality of life. So if we think about it, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we pray for life. Sukkot, we pray for quality of life. In order to really understand this, we take the species in our hands and we pray. We actually shackle with the species in all four directions, and we pray God to give us sustenance, give us water, give us money in the bank. That's really what it meant. Give us quality of life. But at the exact same time that we pray for quality of life, what do? We leave our homes and we enter into this hut. That's the dialectic. We have a thesis and we have an antithesis. The thesis is, we need money. We need sustenance. We need things. What's the antithesis? We know that the things that we have are not the main things in our lives. You know, God forbid, if anything ever goes bad in our lives, if all that happens is we lose a little money, we take solace and said, thank God it was only money and it wasn't something, it wasn't life or limb, it wasn't someone that we loved. We know that when it really comes down to it, these things that we have, the stuff that we acquire, is not the really important thing. We know what's really important. Is it life itself? And hopefully, as Jews, we realize what's really important is that relationship with God. And this is what the holiday of Sukkot does. It tries to connect the two different parts, the thesis and the antithesis, and to create a synthesis. We need things, but we need to know exactly, in terms of our scales of value, where we put these things. We need to pray for quality of life, and it's perfectly legitimate. As Tevye said, there's nothing wrong with being rich. But what do we do with it? Do we walk out of our homes, our comfort? Do we walk into a temporary abode? And with all the things that we pray for and all of the things that we acquire, do we come to the realization that all of this life is essentially a temporary abode? And when it really comes down to it, we need to know how to create the synthesis and how to take the things that we acquire and use them in the service of God. Chag Sameach.